reach the island. My name is Dave, and this is the Fistful Podcast from FistfulPodcast.com. Back for another great week. Guys, we got to hit it. We got to hit the ground running. So
We're hitting it hard.
Hitting it hard.
We hit it to quit it.
We've got problems, which I'll explain in the fullness of time. But first, all the way from the Sparks area, we have my first co-host. We have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin, Jay Hubbard Esquire.
Oh, both of us.
I'm going to roll you guys into
really
one.
Really crunching it this time.
Yeah,
I don't have any jokes. Damn it.
Okay. We were sitting here for 90 minutes.
I didn't save any. I already did the botany one, right? Botany.
Yeah. How did?
I told you one of the local nurseries used that on their sign recently.
They stole it from me, and I stole it from the internet.
And then it said, signed Andrew Bergevin.
Yeah, I haven't botany. Okay, so, guys, we got to speed through this. Across from me, instead of Krista over there on the couch, because she's off at a girls' weekend, guys, ladies. What?
What does that mean?
Yeah, what
girls
does
weekend?
They eating raw oysters?
Yes, they are.
They're eating nothing but they're eating nothing but pudding cups with no spoons.
Man, I knew a kid that used to when he didn't have a spoon for his pudding cup, he'd fold the foil thing in half and eat it with that, and then one day he did like a deep cut on the side of his mouth.
No, thank you. Anyway, guys, Chris is gone, but Bruno is here filling in.
Bruce Willis?
Bruno. He's not saying anything. I don't know why he's not saying anything. He's been introduced. There we go. I mean, he's got a very strong presence. You can obviously tell by all the sound drops and his constant chiming in.
I'm one of the guys!
There we go. He knows what he's doing, finally. So, guys, here's the sitch. Sat down to record this episode, came across a problem. Windows decides, you know what Dave's life needs is a fucking dick in its ass. So, it was like, you know, the computer has been on nonstop for 3 fucking days. I sit down at it, time to record the show, sitting here maybe 10, 20 minutes waiting for Adam Annie to get here. It says, oh, you know what? We've got a massive bank of updates that would just love to come in and just ruin what you've got going here. So I would like to say, fuck you, Microsoft. What the fuck? Who's playing? Who's your scheduler? God damn it, Helen Keller.
David, here's the thing is, my computer kept on updating and it would kill my Wi-Fi card, to which immediately after Microsoft would go, well, did you want to check for updates using the internet? I'd be like, you motherfucker.
You know goddamn well I can.
So finally, one day I'm sitting here, it updates, breaks everything. I said, you know what? Fuck it. Unplug everything, bring it over to the television, plug it in there,
TV.
Which was a pain in the ass. It was hanging off, like, there was a good chance I was going to lose the computer if somebody sneezed wrong.
Was
it
hanging
off my entertainment center, like
by the cable you plugged it into the TV with?
Basically, it updates once, brings back the Wi-Fi card, updates again, breaks the Wi-Fi card, and then updates a final time. It's like, okay, everything's fine. And I say, Microsoft, why can't you just fucking bundle all this shit?
But on the fourth time, we got it right.
Yeah, that's Microsoft's motto, is like, we'll get it right eventually. That's why I don't trust people automating everything. Like, Letting an operating system control my life, it can't even control my computer well. Like, I can't.
David.
It's the future is fucked. I'm locked out of my Instagram account, despite the fact that I've entered in 9 million access and security codes and answered all the fucking questions. Ugh. Anyway,
I walk up to my door and it unlocks for me. So
it's only a matter of time before that goes down.
Yeah. What happens when the machine decides it doesn't want you in it anymore? Yeah.
When the solar flare hits us, you're going to be locked out forever.
The key still works.
Well, what if it gets a hold of the? What if it, you know, hacks into those miniguns you've got hidden in the ceiling to scare off salesmen?
Yeah, to scare off the salesmen. They're mini guns. They're like very tiny miniguns.
Still, you got something shooting like 80 BBs at your ass. You're going to, like, it's not going to be a good time.
Why do they call them miniguns?
Because they're so small.
Yeah, Jesse the Body Ventura showed me that in Predator.
Well, I know that they're painless if we're going to go by Ventura standards.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
He also told me he was a sexual Tyrannosaurus, and then he pushed me down.
That is true. I mean, he did have a lot going for him. Bruno, look up why miniguns are called miniguns.
I was
going to
do that, too.
Get back to me on that. We've got an intern here, kind of.
Okay.
And it's not like he's playing any sound drops, so he might as well do something. Guys,
he's playing PUBG Mobile.
We don't
have, aren't we?
We don't have much time. Maybe we do. It depends on how long this update takes. But so we're having to trim the fat and cut to our best bits. So a couple
another
weeks
best
ago,
of.
Another best of. Hit it, guys.
Keep it nice and short with the best of.
That was not nice and short.
No, but I think that was worth it. What is that? You have a voice. Read it out loud. Don't show me your phone. Jesus Christ. So they're reading on the microphone so people can hear it.
The minion, the name is in comparison to larger caliber designs that use a rotary barrel design, such as electrics.
Oh, so millimeter. Yeah, okay. So I bet the first version of a minigun was those big ass like 30 millimeter cannons on planes, and they shrunk it down enough so that Jesse the Body Ventura could carry it.
Look how small it is.
Should have called it a Jesse gun.
So what's the gun at the end of The Last Samurai? Is that a minigun?
I guarantee it is not, because I bet that those samurais did not have access to electricity or motors.
Well, no, the samurais weren't using it.
Some of the samurais were.
I don't think it would be called a minigun. It was like operated by a hand crank.
But yes. It's like those, remember in the Civil War, they had those like three or four barrels and you would turn it with a crank?
Yeah, very similar.
Something like that. But a minigun is just that, but like a zillion times faster because you're using a motor.
Okay, I've forgotten the name of the guy who has the monkey, and he has got a box that makes music and the monkey dances.
Guybrush Threepwood.
Organ grinder.
Or an organ grinder. So it's like an organ grinder, but an actual organ grinder.
Yeah, it's actually grinding organs.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe, is that why it's called that?
Well, that's how it started. Before they had the thing that made music, it was just a dude blowing people away as a monkey cavorted and caped into his feet.
He needed a job after the war. That's all he could get.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you know what? It's time to turn lemons into lemonade. He just blew a whole town away, and he's like, you know what? This would work better with music. Plus,
only training I got is turning this here crank.
Yeah, plus all the gunfire scares away my monkey.
And the cops show up.
Also, yeah. Adam just described somebody fired from old-timey porn. The only training I got is turning this here crank.
All right, guys, so we're running out of time. My computer will update soon. So, a couple weeks ago, I said, Andy, let's do this fun bit. Let's send each other mystery gadgets on Amazon. Let's keep it under $5, and we'll review it on the show.
I cheated.
Was this more than $5?
It was $10.
$10 for this thing.
I had to double the budget.
You doubled it.
Oh, man, I feel really blessed.
Just imagine the freedom your wife has.
Well, let's not tip it too soon. Bruno, it's your time to shine. So it's time that we do our FFOP product reviews. Remember the sound drop I told you to play?
No idea where it is.
The horn, it's the trumpet, for Christ. What? We've got so little time, Bruno. Oh my God, we're at 87%. There we go. Usually with this show, you can at least see the rails we went off of so long ago. Like, this is a train in the middle of the Mojave at this point.
It's a very good train, Dave. This is the Galaxy Express 39.
That must be a
it's
reference.
It's a space train, David. Doesn't need any goddamn rails.
To answer your question, the gun in Last Samurai was a Gatling gun.
Gatling, that's the word.
Gatling.
But when you put a motor on it, it's a Mini Cooper, that is. So, Andy, tell everybody what I sent you and give us a nice review of it.
So first off, I'd like to point out, we've been ordering a lot of stuff, and I get this package open up, and I'm like, oh, fuck, somebody hacked my Amazon.
Because he forgot.
This is like one of them this is one of those things that people order to test whether or not the Amazon works before they ship themselves a lawnmower. I open it up, it says, compact home mayo knife, shaped to get it all out. More mayo for your money. Okay, so I'm going to describe the mayo knife. It says mayo knife on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's made of white plastic.
It's just one solid piece of white plastic.
But it is shaped to get it all out. There's like a blade shaped thing at the end.
I knew that you were into cooking, so I was like, let's get a cooking gadget.
On the back it says Mayo Knight, sandwich lovers. Sand W-H-I-C-H. Which.
Maybe it's the English spelling. I know they love throwing a bunch of letters that don't belong places.
At last, you can scrape every nook and cranny of the mayonnaise jar to get every last drop.
Finally,
without wearing it.
My refrigerator's full of, like, mostly empty mayonnaise jars.
Number one, I've got a problem with that description because a jar cannot have nooks and or crannies. It's not an English muffin. It's a glass jar with a solid surface.
They've got contours.
I think it's got nooks. The contours are nooks.
Yeah, nooks. I'll give you that. A jar will have nooks. It will not have crannies. I'll be goddamned if I find a jar with a cranny in it.
It is shaped... my problem here, David... Uh-huh. Is that it's shaped for smaller mayonnaise jars? What if I'm a big mayo fan?
Yeah, what if I shop at Costco?
They did not have like the lard ass model, so I don't know.
And it keeps on repeating. Shaped to get it all out. More mayo for your money. I maintain that if I'm scraping the shit out of a mayonnaise jar to get more mayonnaise out of there, I'm probably already dying.
Are you?
The more mayonnaise you ingest, the closer to death you are.
Right, but what
Why
if
did you buy it then?
What if you look into the jar and they're like, you know what? A normal knife, this would be a lost cause, but I've got the mayo knife, so it's going back in the fridge.
The thing is that I have mayonnaise, except that I don't spread it on like some sort of. Oh, God.
So do you just never use the whole jar?
Yeah, you just throw it away.
It usually goes bad before I use the whole jar.
When does mayonnaise go bad? You need to buy smaller jars.
I get the smallest jar!
Here's the thing. I would rather eat a homeless dude's load fresh from the tap than have anything with mayonnaise on it. So mayonnaise never enters this house. So I'm in the dark about mayonnaise.
I used to feel like that, but mayonnaise is actually very delicious.
It is good.
Ugh, it activates my... Even if I don't know what's on something, if it's in it and I eat it, it activates my gag reflex in a split second. Yeah. I don't know what it is about it.
Could be the vinegar taste.
No, because I like vinegar. I think it's the egg whites or there's something.
All those nasty eggs they put in there.
Could be the bitch taste from your bitch taste buds.
That's probably it.
So taste buds that evolved to sense the flavor of a bitch?
Yes. So you're tasting yourself all the time. Think about it. Your tongue tastes you 24/7.
I don't think... I mean, technically, but it's like... It's just white noise. So moral of the story is you have not tried this mayo knife.
I suppose, Adam, get me a slice of bread and my mayonnaise.
Ooh,
this is
good.
Right away, sir.
Do it. We should do this live. People are going to love hearing mayonnaise being spread over bread on a podcast.
With our time crunch.
Yeah. Let me check our time frame. We're at 88%, guys. 88%. All right, so...
The thing I could actually see this being used for instead of mayonnaise, peanut butter.
True.
Anything that comes in a jar.
I think, yeah, anything that comes in a jar. I just think that mayonnaise is... But that's the thing. It should be a goddamn peanut butter knife because, like, with mayonnaise, it's easy to throw that shit away because it's just egg whites and vinegar. With peanut butter, you're always in there. You always get peanut butter in your hands. This is a peanut butter knife, not a mayo knife.
That's not up to code to be a peanut butter knife. You got to reinforce it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not.
I also feel like you don't realize you're almost out of peanut butter until you open the jar. You're like, ah, shit. And you're trying to get in there with that butter knife.
Yeah. And see, but here's the thing. I think that knife you've got right there will work when your peanut butter supply is low. You wouldn't want to put that in a full jar.
No, obviously not.
Yeah, then you're on a one-way ticket to Pain Train Town via
Pain Train Town.
Via the Starlight Express or whatever the train that you said earlier was.
Galaxy Express 3.
Yeah. Yeah, so
it'll take you on a journey, a never-ending journey into the stars.
Yeah, so what you'll do is if you put that here's the FFOP guarantee. If you put that mayo knife in a full jar of peanut butter, you're taking the Galaxy Express 9, a one-way trip to Pain Town, which I assume is in space.
3-9.
Sorry. So do you think this product is useful and would you recommend it to somebody?
If you're a big mayonnaise lover, yes, I would recommend it.
All right.
We just said it could work with other things. Like,
yeah.
Don't limit yourself.
Anything in a jar, but definitely be wary of viscosity and sturdiness.
Like it would definitely work for jelly.
But like I was just trying to say, sure. David, the thing about peanut butter jars is there's always peanut butter stuck to the sides, so your peanut butter jar almost always looks full.
Right. And that's where this knife comes in. You say, enough on the sides to get me a good old PB&J or PB&H if you like honey.
Honey's all right.
Goddamn right it is.
That's my review of honey.
After a certain age, I think a peanut butter and honey is just... Like, peanut butter and jelly is always already stretching it for an adult, but if you put honey on it, that's way too childish, I think.
Usually, David, when I wake up, if I'm too lazy to make eggs, it's a peanut butter sandwich.
Just peanut butter?
Just peanut butter.
I don't know if that's a sandwich. I think it's just peanut butter on bread.
Well, I put it in between two pieces of bread, making it a sandwich.
So if I put just butter in between two pieces of bread, it would be a butter sandwich?
Yes. Yeah. If you put a deck of playing cards in between two stacks of
butter. What if I put a third piece of bread in between the two pieces of bread?
Now
it
you're thinking.
It would be a butter club sandwich.
No butter. Just the bread.
Well, you have a bread sandwich. Would you cut
Wouldn't that just be like the beginning of a loaf?
Would you cut? Yeah, now you're just eating bread.
You asshole. Oh, no, that...
What if I put a different kind of bread in between the two slices of bread?
Well, then that's a rye club sandwich.
Yeah, I wouldn't put rye. Like, on the outside, you got, like, a white, and on the inside, you got a nice honey wheat.
Both of you, why do you hate rye?
Because it's gross.
It's gross.
It is not gross.
It totally is. No, it tastes too much like licorice, which is... Oh,
that's it. That's exactly why I hate it.
No, I hate black licorice, but I love rye bread.
So your first statement is a lie, then.
Yeah, you're definitely a liar.
you got me.
It took us this
guys,
long.
Guys, I can't give this money. I can't get the money back to the Rye Council. I already spent it.
Oh, so that's what you're
shilling. Big Licorice's ticket.
Yeah, you're fucking shilling for Big Rye. Andy's a fucking... Andy's a sellout. And
one of us had to.
Yeah, who else would be so desperate as to go on a show that no one listens to except Rye Bread?
Certainly not the Black Licorice Council.
We've got to start somewhere. It's like, come on, we got a whole warehouse full of these good and plenties, and all the old people are dying. Help us, Andy.
We need you more than ever.
Who after all the old people die who were raised in a time before candy was good, that black licorice is going to be a waste.
If you're not eating a Reuben on rye bread, you're not eating a Reuben.
Why would you eat a Reuben? Those have sauerkraut.
I don't, but
that's full of bad lettuce or cabbage. Or something.
I'm just quoting my wife, who loves Reubens. I do not eat sauerkraut because it is bad lettuce.
That, like, saying if you want to eat a Reuben, you have to have sauerkraut is like, if you're going to take a bite out of a piece of dog shit, be prepared for the smell. Like,
it better be from a Great Dane.
Yeah, if you're going to eat dog shit, it's got to be fresh, guys. Right off the tap, right into a soft swirl of the cone. Listen, hey, if it's any indication, one of my dogs loves shit, so I mean, there's got to be something there.
There is something to it.
So, Andy sent me. Now,
it's a great.
Yeah, remember when we were reviewing things?
Let me explain the emotions I felt. So I've been ordering a lot of stuff off of Amazon, a lot of stuff off of Shutterfly. So every day I come home to a different package, and I'm like, oh yay, a new camera accessory, a new photo, a new whatever. Come home. Little, I don't know, 8x8 box, and I'm like, ooh, what's this? So I open it up, and here's what I see. It is a pink, it's a Go Girl, P.S. Spoiler alert, it's a Go Girl. It's about this, it's a 3 inches long, maybe an inch in diameter tube, and it, when I opened it up, it comes with a plastic bag to keep the pissy stuff from getting into your purse, but also a single tissue.
What? Just wipe, that's Jamie. You gotta wipe your badge.
One, so it came with a solitary piece of tissue. The go
a single ply tissue.
The Go Girl plastic bag to keep the piss out of your. And it's like an old timey sandwich bag. So it's got.
Should we explain what a Go Girl is?
I'll get to that. So, Go Girl is a silicone funnel. I assume expressly contoured for the female vagina. You see this cresting area here, you guys? Making room for all the lips.
It looks like a half pipe that Tony Hawk could go on.
Okay, so here's the thing. You have to hold it in a certain way. You can't hold it like you're drinking out of a glass. You cannot hold it.
Don't pretend to drink out of that.
Yeah, don't drink that.
Oh, it tastes so weird. I used it. So you have to, imagine holding yourself like a champagne flute. Not like that. You have to turn your hand around so the thumb is forward and the fingers are back. Then you put it, explain.
To your veg.
Yeah, explain. Okay, so so let me just read the instructions. I think they do it better than I'll explain it. Fuck, it's in every language but English. Oh, damn it. Okay, it says, for best results...
By Jenna Funnel.
I mean, I could read the French or maybe the German. It says, for best results, maintaining a seal on the back is important because the piss is supposed to come out of the little funnel here, not out.
Anywhere else.
It's not supposed to spray out your butthole like piss normally does if you cover up your vagina.
So after you've adopted the backhanded... like thumb forward thing and push it up against your vaginal area, you just go. But here's the thing. This is not built for a man. See this space in here? It's very small. I don't want to brag, but my dick and balls do not fit in here.
Well, you should have tried harder.
I mean, the dick, fine, no problem. The balls, big problem. Or if I just did the balls, but then that sort of
David, I kind of assumed he'd make Krista review it.
Well, Krista... you know, is gone, and plus I didn't want to touch it after anyone used it, except
me. You wanted to make me review your
mayonnaise
knife.
Put it in the bag. Well, the mayonnaise knife doesn't go near your genitals.
Well, not if you're using it properly.
Yeah, true. But here's this pink funnel, Andy says it cost about $10, and I can see why a woman would want this, because it would be... I mean, it's
liberating
would,
to pee in a urinal for once.
Well, not only is it liberating to piss standing up for women, because I assume that every woman's bathroom is just a holocaust of piss, shit, and blood. If it's anything,
a word picture, David.
If it's anything like the men's bathroom. But here's the thing. Now, this is a sturdy, well-built silicone. Like, it's tough. Like, you could run this over with a car, or you could shoot it with a gun, and I think it would still maintain most of its key characteristics. But they still put in big letters on this side, do not flush.
It's probably not.
It's 9 ounces. Okay, and here's another thing. It's 9 ounces or like a pound of silicone, and it came in this. Look at the size difference.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool.
After I pulled this out, I could not figure out how to get it back in. So this thing has just been kicking around loosey-goosey in my bag. Because I tried folding it this way and that, because look, like, it's, and I know no one can see it, but there's no, it's so big, like, there's no way of getting it back in there. And they had it, here's the thing, it was packaged with the baggie and the Kleenex. So they must have had a wizard do something at some point.
From what I understand, this product was originally designed for hikers or campers.
Yeah, that's the thing, it's perfect for hiking and camping, but, you know, you're not above of, like, you know, if you're out and about and you're in a skeezy bookstore restroom, or you're at a fancy place and
we've
been to Bookman's, a skeezy bookstore rec.
Yeah, you go to Bookman's. You don't want to sit in that congealed, you know, what horrifying disaster that's on the toilet seat all the time. Pop this baby on. Make sure there's a. Now here's the thing. Here's what they don't tell you, or they do kind of, because they say it leaks toward the back.
They do tell you it.
Yeah. This part, the back here, really has to be snug against your taint. Because according to the instructions, but it also says, practice at home to be sure you have a good seal.
You would want to be sure.
You never want to take something like this untested into the wild. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. You've got to learn to aim, because if you're hiking and you're like, I'm just going to go, it's all over my legs.
Well, here's the only downside of this. Is, you know, we're all dudes here. The great part of the dong is you've always got pressure at the tip.
The dick is great.
It's great. It's a great thing to have. But here's the thing. I don't know if, because, you know, when guys are pissing standing up, you can take a laissez-faire. You can do it hands-free if you want.
I always get something on the seat. Or the underneath the seat.
Underneath the seat?
You guys are retarded.
Well, no, you lift up the seat to pee, right?
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were sitting down and like you were pissing straight through.
Isn't it working?
I'm not going to lie and say I haven't done that before when I've woken up with like an erection.
I feel like everybody's done that. I can remember the first time like it was yesterday, because that feeling is so horrifying when... Because it lulls you into, like, finally, nice piss, I'm sitting down, I'm comfortable, I'm in my own home.
What's that feeling?
It's the back and of your legs.
No, and then like, your pajama bottoms start getting heavier and heavier, and you're like, what's the deal? And you're like, your calves get a little warm, and you're like, what the fuck? And, you know, you just pissed yourself, essentially.
Yeah, well,
but
yeah, you piss yourself by proxy.
Yeah, and another good thing about this is there's never any confusion about which side is up, because the upside... has the word up on both sides. So it's not like would shove the funnel into your pee hole and then it would all come out here.
Just jam that thing up into your urethra like it's a piss trumpet.
It's like a shower head.
Regular old clam jammer here. And then it like, you know, it's like a, it's that like, does it, this looks like a vagina, right? Like, come on.
Yeah.
What if I squeeze it like this?
It's meant to fit on the vagina. So
that makes sense, I guess.
I'm confused about the hole.
To be honest,
the bottom.
I could have picked something that David could actually review, but the first thing he said, "I want you to send me a useless product." I was like, "Got it,
go girl." Well, I'm going to give this to Krista after it served its purpose on here. But the thing is, look at the hole on it. It's like a slit. I don't know why they wouldn't just do like a big circle because
it
looks like
gross. Don't call it a slit.
What should I call it? It looks like if pennies were half the size, that's like a coin slot. How about that?
It's like a coin slot.
It's like for
about my coin slot.
It's a coin slot for mouse coins.
For mouse coins, you know.
Yeah, if you go into like a small city that mice have built, you'd see this somewhere where they accept coins. I guarantee it.
You'd see that in the borrower town underneath your floors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's my go girl. So we're putting coins in it.
Do you have any Lilliputian coins?
I might put them in this.
Why are you smelling it?
No, I didn't. I didn't mean to put it that close to my face.
There's a very like.
I was going to look at it, but then I pulled it in too close. Hilarious physical bits for this show. Oh,
things
boy.
We're famous for.
So guys, how about this? Okay, here's the thing. On all the podcasts I listen to, I think it's funny 100% of the time if someone goes, "Hey man, let go of my arm," because it always comes out of nowhere. I think that's hilarious. Like if someone starts to get heated, and I wanted to do it to you guys, but I don't think anyone's ever been mad enough at me to be like, "Hey man, let go of my arm," to like pretend like there's something going on.
I've tried to do physical bits before, and it's fallen short.
Yeah, it's hard. I also like it when I want to be insulted by someone, but like kind of slyly, so I can say, "Hey, man, are you just gonna fire a shot across my bow like that?" But not a lot of people are insulting me these days.
Hey, David, fuck you slyly.
Oh, are you gonna take a shot across my bow like that, Andy? Also, let go of my arm.
I said you're a loser.
Oh.
Oh man,
let go of my arm.
Oh, okay. Let me interject here with a story from today.
Sure, let's hear it.
So there's this guy that comes into Target all the time, completely bald, tattoos all the way up to right before his forehead.
Okay, so like the hair.
Doesn't get much gayer than this.
Yeah.
He's covered up his bald spot with tattoos.
Yeah. And he's usually like a very positive guy. Today he was going off like super gangster.
Did he have a friend with him that you don't usually see?
No, like he was, I assume he was trying to impress one of the trashier looking ladies that he would, like she was checking him out.
Mm-hmm.
Not like checking him out, but actually was. Checking him out.
She's like, "Check out that ball sack."
And he's like, "Some guy was just trying to front on me." And I was like, "I'll fuck you up right now." And he threatened to call the police. I was like, "Bitch, you're a bitch. Why would you call the police, bitch?"
Bitch, you're a bitch. Here's, okay, that brings up a funny concept that I stumbled upon, I think a few weeks ago. I was talking to my boss. I'm like, "You know what? You never run into people saying disrespect unless they're poor people. Like, poor people are very concerned with the amount of respect that they are getting. Because I assume because they don't have the money to back anything up. Because it's always like dudes who are like in prison or fresh out of prison or like they're really kind of scummy looking. And you know the type of person who would say, "You disrespected me." Like, you can picture that person in your mind right now.
Like, David, I was working customer service the other day, and a guy had to have his stuff set aside so he could go get money for it. Came back, paid for it in cash. He was like, "I don't know why those ladies over there were disrespecting me. I just got out of jail."
Boom! There you go! Perfect example! Dude, fresh out of jail. But, like, respect is the only currency that means anything to the poor and the rich. Because when you're poor, you don't have any money, so you need the respect. Quote-unquote respect of all the scum fucks around you, and when you're rich and you can buy everything, you need that respect to stay in the upper echelon.
But like, and she points out, she's like, "There's a child behind you." Goes, "I don't give a fuck.
Listen,
like, that guy disrespected me. I'm super. This is the second time someone's insulted me in Target. I might not come back here."
Yeah, that's I'm almost never interested in way like, if people give me respect or don't, because I know that nothing matters, and it's always, like, very narrow-minded people who are like, that's disrespect, and they always want some sort of recompense.
Yeah. Well, he was talking about, he was going to beat the shit out of that guy, but there were so many witnesses, and he hates witnesses.
Of course he does. He's been in jail. He knows what witnesses can do.
Yeah. It was just the weirdest thing, and, like, I'm apologizing to people in my line, because this guy's like, fuck these people. I'm going to fuck them up. And I'm like, just sorry.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, he was so worried about his disrespect that he was like being a complete asshole and like disrespecting other people. That's the thing. You know, to them, it only matters coming in. Like, they'll say, like, they'll drop the C word in front of a 4-year-old girl because that's respectful.
Please respect this 4-year-old girl and stop swearing.
No, but that's the thing.
And she asked him to stop swearing. He goes, I fucking hate it when people ask me to stop swearing. I can fucking do whatever I want.
You're disrespecting me, man. Now we have to fight. That's the thing. Like, fighting is always on the line. Like,
now we have to fight.
Yeah, now I'm disrespected. Jesus. Gosh.
Come on. Why did you do this?
Now we've got to fight.
I have to fight you to the death.
Man.
And get rid of all these witnesses.
Yeah, I hate witnesses.
There's so many witnesses.
Yeah, that type of culture I think is hilarious because, and you get it over the phone. If you ever have to deal with people on the phone and like you say something that somebody takes as, it happens to me all the fucking time. I like try to explain something.
David's disrespecting people on the phone.
Yeah, I have to. I say, hey, cunt, and as soon as I pick up and they're like, hey man, that's disrespectful. And I'm like, you want to fight? And then
what
we make
your job?
You know, then we exchange Facebook names and, you know, find a nice park and, you know, make an afternoon of it.
Yeah. We do eventually fight after the kissing.
Yeah, I mean, you have to fight. If someone disrespects you, you have to fight, or they have to give you like 20 pieces of 8 or something. I forget the gentlemanly code.
What's the percentage, David?
Oh, that's a good question. Let's take a look. What do you think it is? Take a guess.
92.
It's at 90.
97.
It's at 90.
It's 90.
We could have done the whole fucking episode with how slow this is going. God damn it, Microsoft. I swear to Christ, if I ever... whoever,
David, you've got another 15 minutes with us. I want you to yell.
Make it
for
count.
15 minutes.
Tell us how you really feel.
Can I tell you the expensive habit? It's the expensiveness of visiting somebody else's house when they're much better off than you and they have all the nice stuff that you want.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I didn't buy anything afterwards.
We've been looking at it forever.
I've been in that situation, but I've got so much shit in my house now. I think I've reached critical mass where I've stopped collecting and seeking things.
So we went to Seattle to visit a friend who's about to have a kid. So they wanted to have fun before the kid was born.
Sure.
Well, I don't know why I'm calling. It's Sean. Sean's been on the show.
You've been cagey about it. I was going to let you have your
some anonymous
mystery
benefactor.
Yeah.
But they already had like the Hue light bulbs, which Alex and I have been looking at for forever, but we didn't know if they worked right. They had like this automatic lock that we've been looking at. So he had like, I've been wanting an expensive chef's knife because cooking is like my hobby thing. And he had an expensive chef's knife that he was like, hey, check this out. And just cuts through whatever.
He killed a man right before your eyes, I heard. Slit his throat.
He invited a delivery guy into the house and just slit his head off.
Check this out. Don't look away. Now,
I'm going to slit your head off, he told him.
Yeah, well, no, he didn't cut his head off. He slit it.
That's a sounds hell of a rough, slit. Man. I thought we were supposed to say slit. Yeah. Now it's just carte blanche?
Yeah, Andy.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
I got castrated earlier for saying slit. Now you're just dropping it like it's no big thing.
He totally coin slotted that guy's head.
Yeah, he coin slotted. That guy got coin slotted to death, man. He's fucking gone.
But like and we just got our tax refund back, which is the best tax refund I've gotten ever because I'm going to school.
Man, for the past 4 years in a row, I have owed over $1,000.
Oof.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, I got $3,000 back.
I think...
David gave you $1,000 of that.
I think I'm getting fucked over by the companies I work for the past 4 years, but have no way to prove it. Yeah. Anywho.
But now I have voice-activated light bulbs, a door lock that unlocks as I walk towards the door, so it... I don't have to take out my keys. I've got this chef's knife that I'm about to... it just came today. I want to test it on some chicken or something.
I'm of two minds of all this automated shit, because even if it works flawlessly, I still feel like I do so little already. Like, everything in my life is as low impact as possible due to the age that we live in, so I don't know how to feel about more control given to something besides me.
The bulbs I wanted because there's no like light switch as you come into the house, so you can just yell at my Amazon thing. Yeah. I'm not gonna say her name.
Yeah, the robot.
To turn on the lights. Yeah, so that's nice.
And you can set mood lighting from anywhere in the house now.
The door lock, I hate taking out my keys to get to the door. Mostly because I'm often carrying groceries or something.
That's, okay, so here's the problem that I have. I also have that problem, but it's simply because the spring for my garage door exploded not too long ago. And so now the garage door is just a walled off cavern that I have never been in since it got shut. And
we park on the street now like hobos.
Yeah, we park in the driveway like we're common fucking vagabonds, and it's disgusting.
Go get on Amazon right now. Type in garage door spring.
Well, here's the thing: when the garage door broke, when the spring broke, the garage door was pretty high. So when it came down, shit got fucked. Because it turns out,
just get a new garage door.
Well, that's the thing. I have to get a new garage door. And spring and all this other shit. And it's like a fucking $1,500 expense, man.
Ooh, garage door expensive. Never mind.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, so yeah, now...
Have Amazon solve that one for you.
I tried.
I bet it could.
I ordered, you know, I asked them to send out somebody, but they just sent out a drone and it just floated around and it flew away. Just
looked at David's garage door and oh man, I was about to make a batteries not included reference, but I didn't know how to finish it. Sorry.
I wouldn't know either.
Yeah, I also, if you did make one, it probably would have gone sailing over my head.
You guys haven't seen batteries not included?
Then a little robot came and like really entertained a whole bunch of old people for a while.
Well, those robots repaired things.
But wait, did it need batteries?
They weren't included.
What the? Then how? So the first 20 minutes of that movie is a kid going to like a Walgreens to buy a package of AAA.
It's not a kid.
It's one of the old people going through their junk drawer trying to find like a 9-volt battery.
The entire movie is about old people that don't want to give up their apartment building and tiny UFOs that help them.
Tell me if this, speaking of this sort of thing, tell me if this would be a good bit. If we described a movie based on the poster, having not seen the movie, and then the other person would have to check out on Wikipedia to see how close you got.
That's not bad.
That's not a bad pit.
Because I was thinking about that. I was like, what if we, you know, because there's a fuck ton of movies coming out all the time. You just pick one at random on IMDb. You show the other person the poster. They describe it. And then we could judge on...
It's a shame you're coming up with this idea.
I know.
At this point.
So let's see if we have time to get into this. So guys, spoiler alert, we're still at 90%. What I'm going to do is, July, the show will be dead.
Forever.
I'm going more towards photography, and I can save $300 a year by not doing this show.
$300? Yeah, cut it now.
Yeah, but how much are you spending more on cameras now?
Well, but...
The thing is, with the photography thing, I have a chance. After doing this show for nearly 10 years and being nothing but in the red solidly for all 9 years of this show, photography, I actually may have a chance to get some money back because this obviously isn't working.
David's hobbies, he's always looking to make money from them. I've never made any money from doing video games.
Just not ambitious
because
enough.
Video games is... I don't want to get into it, but
what is video games is?
What is a video game?
It's not a thing. Like unless you're in South Korea and you're like really big into esports and you have no life.
It's not just South Korea, David. Esports are on ESPN. Fuck you.
They're not sports. David. I don't think people
esports.
I don't like real sports where people are actually using their bodies. I think esports is even one removed from that.
I watch the Overwatch League.
Which is weird. That's weird to me.
San Francisco?
Sure, yeah. They still call them the 49ers, even though it's esports?
I can't remember what they're called, but their colors are orange, which is why I picked them because their colors are orange and because they're close to me.
You're always close to my heart, San Francisco. Anyway.
Look, they're just not going to be like the Reno...
No, there's never going to be a Reno anything.
Guys.
No. But yeah, moral of the story is... we'll probably end up stop doing the show around June, which will give people a month, because I know a lot of people are way behind. And so by the time they hear this, maybe they'll have time to gather all the episodes they want before the feed goes dead. Because once I stop it, I'm like, it's $10 or $11 a month just to have these shows exist on a server somewhere so you guys can have access to it.
Really? We have to pay to have it on
once
iTunes?
Once they're gone, I can finally run for Senate.
No, iTunes is free. It's just having them on a server that iTunes can access.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, so
you don't just upload things to iTunes.
Yeah, so our show is on the Amazon servers, which are super good, I guess, but it still costs me a bunch of money every month, plus I have to redo the domain, plus, you know. So, and I'm not saying I'll disappear completely, because I've still got all this equipment, so either I'll come back and do maybe a short thing, and maybe, because I had this great idea for a show, but I don't know. So either I'll do something small, or I'll sell all of this and buy a brand new full-frame camera.
Yeah, make it into a photography studio.
Yeah, so, and I had, so either...
For pornographers.
My pornography studio.
You said we were about to get on Pornhub.
Yeah.
You start.
So, and Bruno said, like, because all this shit behind me makes it look like this is a YouTuber's wall. Because everybody on YouTube has a bunch of shit behind them, and I've already got that. So
I'm on YouTube, bitch.
I'll either... Because I bet if I sold everything in here, I could get a fucking D810, no problem. Oh, fuck! It's restarting in 30 seconds! No, sorry.
Oh, stop!
No, 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 just kidding.
Jesus.
30 minutes. 30 minutes.
Oh, God.
Okay, we need to wrap this up.
Okay, so we got 30 minutes.
And we're out of time.
Well, no, we have 15 minutes. We have 10 minutes, really.
Technically, yes. So,
jeez.
Oh boy, so much to get in. Show's ending in July. Might want to get your shit now. Let me look.
Sorry.
Get your affairs in order.
Let me look at my notes here. There's too much to get into. So, guys, let's start wrapping up the show. We could talk about how Craigslist died. We'll have to talk about that next time, which will be God knows when, because Andy's booked solid, I guess, for the next 2 weeks. So
look, my work all of a sudden was like, hey, everybody else quit, so why don't you have 40 hours a week? And then school was like, hey, man, I know you're busy, but we need like 5 papers out of
here. That happened at my work, too. We lost like 2 or 3 people to WAC, so now we're super, well, whatever.
I know, I'm super swamped.
Isn't that weird?
Fuck you.
So here's what's probably going to happen. We've got the potential for 13 or 14 more shows. My prediction is you'll get 6. I think maybe we'll get 6 more shows out of this feed before it dies. I also had this hilarious prank I wanted to pull on Randy and Kayla. That's not going to happen this episode. Boy, oh boy.
Well, it's fine. David... Your computer's restarting right now. It's compiling all the bits into a big restart.
Into a megabit.
Yeah, into Megabyte, the virus. The
oh, no.
Haunted reboot.
From reboot, yeah.
Did you see? Oh, my God. Netflix bought it, and now it's a live action show.
No, thank you. Listen, people of the world, if you like something, let it be the thing you like. Don't come along and stick your dick in it and then hand it out to everybody, because nobody's going to want it because your dick has been in it.
No, stop. It's time for, I don't have anything to recommend.
Guys, let's start wrapping up. Maybe the seventh to last show. Who knows what'll happen? Start wrapping it up with a round of staff recommendations. I've got a good one.
Ooh.
Maybe.
A nice change of pace.
So, you know how I was... Speaking of that, I want one of our shows to be a roast. Before we die, I want to have a roast show. I think that would be funny.
David, you
more
suck.
People?
No, I mean, better than, you know, no effort whatsoever. I think...
Well, you've got... Your beard looks like pubic hair.
It's just rein it in a little.
Your beard looks like not pubic hair.
I mean, I get what you're going for, but this is the exact opposite of how funny I thought it would be. So let's put it on the back burner. How about that, Andy? And we'll just continue rolling with the show. So
take some time, mull it over.
Yeah, I mean, don't hit me with it now, but by Tuesday, I want something on my desk. So, you know, grew the beard, love it. And I recommended Beard Balm last week, or whenever our last show was. I recommended a Beard Balm. So now that I'm a little into it, there are... Beard balms can be wildly different in terms of viscosity, because I got one that I'm not super happy with the smell of, but it's nice and it's viscous without being hard. And the new one I got, love the smell of, way too hard, so it leaves crumbles in my beard like I was just eating like crumbly cheese, and it's all like, it's gross.
I was just about to say, it's like you have a blue cheese beard.
Yeah,
he's rubbing feta in it,
but it's yellow, so it looks like I was eating like gross like Cheetos or something.
Oh god.
So what I'm gonna do is recommend a beard oil. Works just as good. I do the beard oil and then the good beard balm, put them all in there, works out great. So, but
can't put too much stuff in there. You'll start a chemical fire in your beer.
Yeah, I put a little Clorox and a little Ajax, and I just
pass out for a couple hours.
Yeah, you know, it's cool, guys. Yeah. It's cool.
Wake up with this bottom jaw missing.
So get yourself a good beard oil if you're going to grow a beard. Number one, number two, I've already forgotten. So I guess that's it.
Okay. I do have something to recommend.
Okay, what do you got?
If you play PUBG and can't win, go ahead and download PUBG Mobile. Everybody sucks, and you'll win your very first game, and that sucks because you've been trying so hard.
I've got such an impacted ass full of PUBG. Oh, boy.
It's fun. Like, it was fun to win. I killed 10% of a server by myself.
I still want you to stream something like that so I can... If I'm going to get into it, I want to watch someone do it first.
David, but I'm going whatever. To say right now, me playing PUBG is not going to be very entertaining.
Listen, I don't think watching video games in general is very entertaining, so how can you say that?
Because I mean, you hide in a closet for 30 minutes.
Right, but you watch Overwatch. It's people, you know...
That's actually action and tactical decisions and shit.
I still think that... Well, it's all moot. Everything has... is everything to everybody. We're all living in all aspects of the universe at once, so I mean, whoa. It's just as good.
Everything to everyone.
I almost, before you sang, I almost felt like I had the number two thing I wanted to say, but then you sang and then
you ruined it.
Then I filled it with everything to everyone.
Yeah, so I guess the second thing was Everclear.
I recommend Everclear. They had, what, two songs?
Yeah, before they got terrible. Adam, what do you want to recommend to our listeners? Oh, wait.
I also recommend beards.
I remember now. I remember. The OK Go album I wanted to recommend. Right. Fuck, I didn't look up the name, though, because I forgot. So, Adam, I guess you're just going to recommend beards?
Beards. We all have one now at this moment.
Here's the thing that's happening now. Even though it's not hot, my upper lip sweats like a son of a bitch. So it's always like I've got a wet, soggy piece of paper on my upper lip.
I have not ever run into that problem.
Ew, are you joking me?
If you drink a soda out of an open cup, you can always just save some for later.
Whether you want to or not.
Here's the thing that I'm sure people pick up on way earlier, since they, you know, normal people probably can grow beards at a normal age and didn't have to wait until their 30s like me. But you learn to hate a lot of foods. Like pizza. If your favorite pizza place uses like a lot of cheese and it's very flavorful, that is fucked, because that cheese will get into your mustache and start to rot, and you'll be like, what the
wash your mustache
fuck?
Yeah, you can wash it after you eat.
Well, that's the problem, is that if you it's my first time, so now I know to wash my face practically after everything. Like popcorn, disaster. Pizza,
anything
any
with frosting
food.
On top.
Yeah, anything with frosting. Anything that's wet is a fucking disaster. And even with crumbs, like I'll get a nice dry sea salt and black pepper popcorn. No butter whatsoever. It's air popped, and it looks like Lilliputians are living in my beard. It's just little specks and kernels of popcorn and different sparkly bits. It's terrible. And number one, not number one, probably number five at this point, there's gray and blonde in it.
Yeah, beards come in many colors.
Which is, okay, look at me right now. You see this blonde patch in my mustache?
Yeah, you're like a calico beard.
It's terrible. I hate it.
Dye
I
your
don't
beard.
Want... I want my... I kind of thought about that, but I don't want to be one of those guys who goes so far into something that they're a weirdo.
Says the guy with a billion cameras.
But photography is at least something. Like, if I take a picture, someone will be like, wow, now that's something. No one's going to look at me and be like, whoa, where'd you get that awesome beard?
But if you take a picture at somebody across the street, they're like, wow.
Yeah, the first time you aim it towards someone's open window while they're changing, then you're the pervert.
This is art, you bitch.
Yeah, I have to bang on my window loud enough that she can hear it through her closed window and be like, it's art! It probably sounds something like this. It's art! I imagine. Bruno, do you have anything you want to recommend to our listeners? Something about bananas, maybe?
No.
Great.
Perfect.
Just as good as Krista. All right, so
it's
guys,
not
if you want to get in contact with us while you can, fistfulpodcast@gmail.com. So here's the thing. I don't want to say never, because there could be some sort of miracle at the 11th hour. The bummer part is it took 9 years to get to the point I wanted to be at 5 years ago. Because now, after every show, I get a lot of people texting me or hitting me up on Facebook or Twitter being like, I love this aspect of the show. I love this part. I love that. So barring an act of God and us blowing up on social media and becoming popular,
we're going to be discovered in the next few weeks.
I'm not going to say it can't.
Dick pics.
I'm not going to say it can't happen. I will post a dick pic, but my dick will be in the Go Girl. So
I think that's still fairly disturbing.
Yeah, because like the dick, no problem fitting in this thing. It's the balls. Where do the balls go?
You got 2 minutes.
So guys, fistfulpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Facebook for a while. My Instagram, something happened. It won't let me get into it anymore. So I don't know if that'll be a thing. Yeah, so I guess that's it. So until next week, I'm Dave. I don't think Bruno's going to say his own name.
Oh, I'm Dr. Mayo Knife.
And I'm
Rizzo Banana Cheap.
You got to say, wait till the end or the beginning, Bruno. You can't say it in the middle. Let's do that one more time. I'm Dave. Boy, oh boy. Yeah, I don't think people are going to miss us. If this is the kind of shit we're pulling 9 years on, this is not going to happen, guys. So, guys, until next week, you know, keep your feet on the clouds and your eyes on the ground. See you next week. Bruno, remember what I said before this? There we go.
Or they try to... Podcasts Radio.